Tokozan in Gumalo fixes a drink over a long bar counter made of antique wood that's a luxuriant deep red-brown color. Lamps hanging over him cast dim yellow light onto dull brass panels that line the counter. This is the Guildhall Bar in Harrison Street in inner city Johannesburg, where Nkumalo's on a first-name basis with all the regulars.
Steve, Mike, Chris, Jackie.
He says some of them have been drinking here for 50 years. He knows their favorite drinks, but he's a lifelong teetotaler.
No, I'm not drinking.
I mean, you're a barman all day long, but you don't drink.
Since I was born, I never drink it. I never tasted the beers.
Nkumalo says he's proud to work at the Guildhall.
It's the oldest bar in Joburg since 1888. So now it's 127 years.
The pub opened 2 years after gold was discovered in Johannesburg. But don't ask its current owner, Fernando Coimbra, for a history lesson.
Well, about the history, I don't know much about history because me and history, we're not very good friends.
Nevertheless, the stout, raven-haired man of Portuguese descent is aware that the Guildhall's first customers were dusty miners and the outlaws and outcasts that accompanied Johannesburg's gold rush. Later, says Coimbra, the bar attracted more refined customers.
This used to be like a gentleman's pub. From what I've heard, yes, the lawyers and the judges and big boys used to come and drink here.
One of those big boys was one of South Africa's first mining magnates, Barney Barnato. Today, the Guildhall's clientele includes people who work in nearby banks and courts, and officials from the headquarters of the ruling African National Congress Party, which is a block away.
For me, it's like a privilege being associated with the oldest bar in the whole of Joburg.
Office clerk A.B. Tswai is 30, but already has 10 years of patronage at the Guildhall under his designer leather belt. He's dressed stylishly in a white shirt, shiny blue pants, and pointy Italian leather shoes. Tswai says he frequents this bar because it has culture, and he learns a lot from its older customers.
The last guy I met has been drinking here since from 1976. So they'll tell you all about the history of the place and all that. That's why you get to like the place.
You're leaning on a bar that was first built in 1888. Does that mean something to you?
It does really, because even myself, I had to take some pictures of this place so I can even, you know, when my children are grown one day, I'll show them as well that, you know, this is one of those oldest bar in Joburg, and I was part of it, really.
In the late 1800s, men drinking at the Guildhall were lucky to be offered stale bread to wash down with the beer they quaffed. Now, the menu's a reflection of the new owner's Portuguese heritage. Translucent tentacles fly as Coimbra tenderizes a whole octopus and chops potatoes with a huge knife that looks older than his bar.
Today I'm doing octopus, cooking two baby octopus with roasted potatoes.
Very traditional dish for this place, am I right?
Not really.
Yeah, I very much doubt that baby octopus was available in 1888 over here in Market Street in Johannesburg.
Probably not at that time, I don't know.
Entertainment at the Guildhall has also modernized. DJs make it a very different place from the days when the only sounds inside its cavernous interior were chatter from inebriated miners and the clatter of horse-drawn carts in nearby Market Street.
I've got karaoke on Thursdays, you know, yeah. Where the ladies, beautiful ladies, nice ladies will come sing here, you know. So it's a good thing, eh?
To say I love you would be a big old lie.
In days gone by, the bar was infamous for brawls. Now, says Tswai, it's a place of peace.
You know, it's a different environment, really. I've never been in a place same as this in Joburg. you know, mixed races, you know, everybody just come together. Never had a single fight in a single day here.
Tswai says he doesn't mind drinking in the shadows of photographs of British colonialists on the walls. He smirks and says, yes, they did bad, but they also did good, like they built this pub. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News at the Guildhall Bar in Johannesburg.
The past.